Welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ishadrita Lahiri, principal correspondent with the Print, and today we will be discussing what the Congress party is trying to achieve with its Chintan Shivir. Now, the Congress party's three-day mega brainstorming session, or Chintan Shivir, as they are calling it, began on Friday, 13th May in Udaipur, and its metaphorical ribbon cutting was done by, no prizes for guessing, Rahul Gandhi. While the Gandhi CN did not deliver the opening address, it was his mother Sonia Gandhi who did it. He was the one who was the center of all the party's optics since the day before. Rahul took a train, the 7:35 Chetak Express from Delhi's Sarai Rohila station on Thursday, and took a 12-hour journey to reach Udaipur. On the way, he even deboarded at 5 a.m. to greet Congress workers at the Chittorgarh station. And yes, in case you were wondering, he even carried his own bag while boarding the train. This sojourn has led many to ask whether the Chintan Shivir will become yet another platform in the party for the clamour for Rahul Gandhi to take over from Sonia as president to grow. However, Mrs. Gandhi did make a fiery opening statement, both introspecting about the party and taking on the Modi government head-on to delineate what she hopes the session will achieve. Essentially, these are two things. One, the party has to fix its organizational loopholes. And second, it has to fix upon a narrative to take on Modi and the BJP in the Lok Sabha elections of 2024. Speaking at the Shivir, Sonia said that it was, and I quote, the need of the hour to change the way the organization works and that the organization's interest must be kept above personal ambitions. She further said that there was a need for a change in strategy and that the collective effort required for the party's resurgence, and I quote, cannot and will not be delayed. She also attacked the Modi government, saying that it was painfully clear what it meant by maximum governance and minimum government, which is to keep the country, again I quote, in a permanent state of polarization. Sonia further said that the government was viciously targeting minorities, victimizing and brutalizing them, adding that the party needed to combat this narrative at all costs. However, Sonia's speech, much like the party's discussion at the Shivir, did not touch upon an organization and political question that plagues the party, that of the Gandhis themselves. Speaking to the press in Udaipur, Congress's General Secretary Ajay Makan said that the party was mulling over two organizational policies. First is that of a one family, one ticket policy in elections, and another of a fixed 5-year tenure in organization positions. Makan added a caveat to the first, saying that a ticket would be extended. Makan added a caveat to the first, saying that a ticket could be extended to a second member of a family if they have worked independently in the party for 5 years. This, for obvious reasons, insulates the three Gandhis, Rahul, Priyanka and Sonia, from this policy. Makan then said that the party was considering a fixed 5-year tenure for all posts, and if one had to be reinstated to a particular post, then there needed to be a 3-year cooling period. But when the Print asked him if this applied to the post of party president as well, held by Sonia Gandhi right now, let us see, is all we got in response. That's all I have for you right now, but we will be watching the developments within the Congress party and at the Chintan Shivir very, very closely in the days to come, and we'll be bringing you all the latest. This is Ishadrita Lahiri, principal correspondent at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.